We're now beginning the ninth perek of Erechin, Mishnah Zalef and Beis. This perek deals with various laws that applied at the time when the Yovel was those years when the Yovel was observed, meaning where every tribe was on its land in Eretz Yisrael. The first Mishnah says, "Hamocher esodeyu b'shas ha-yovel." If a person sells his land at the time when the Yovel was being observed, it doesn't mean during the Yovel year, because he can't sell his land during the Yovel year. Before she pointed out, the Gemara points out actually, Kal v'chomer. If the Yovel breaks up a pre-existing sale, it certainly prevents a new sale from taking place. So we're talking about during the time period when the Yovel is noeg, and the rest of the year, not the Yovel year. So enu mutr legol pochus mishtei shanim. He's not allowed to redeem the land for the first 2 years after the sale. And the Mishnah brings down a pasuk that teaches us this law. Shenemar b'misper shnei tuvuos yimor chiloch. For the number of two harvests, or the number of two harvests. The land will be sold to you, meaning a minimum of 2 years, because it's generally one harvest season per year. So the land is sold for a minimum of 2 years, and during those 2 years he can't redeem. And even if both the buyer and the seller want to undo the sale and to have the land sold back, in the first 2 years they'll both be over Yisurim. The Torah forbids that type of transaction. The Tiferes Yisrael raises the possibility that it might be only if they use the language of geula, of redemption of the field. But if the buyer gives it back to the owner as a gift or as a sale, not as a redemption, then they're permitted. And then he says it's possible that's also usher, because it looks like sort of cheating on the Torah's law, getting around it by illegality. So let's assume that it's totally not allowed to get the land back in the first 2 years. Shenemar b'misper shnei tvuos yimor chiloch. For the number of two harvests, it'll be sold to you. Hoysu shnas shidofon v'yirokom. If in the first 2 years there was either a heat wave and the crops withered, they didn't grow, or a yerakon, there was some type of blight and again the crops were all ruined, or it was shvius, where a person is not allowed to harvest crops and grow crops during those years. So they don't count for the first two years. It's not till after that year passes that, in other words, more time would have to transpire before the field could be redeemed. So if a blight or a heat wave where the crops are ruined or shvius would not count to the 2 years that one has to wait for before the field could be redeemed. That doesn't count for the count of 2 years. Now, if during those 2 years the buyer of the field, Nora Ohovira, he plowed it, Nora means he plowed it, but he didn't sow it. Ohovira, or he left the field totally idle. He didn't plow it, he didn't plant, on his own volition, Olaminaminion. That counts, because he did it to himself. That counts for the count of 2 years. Rabbi Elozer is teach us a new halacha. Not that he's arguing, the Tanakam would agree with this halacha. Mechora lo lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Phyllis sold him right before Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't the full month. A month usually counts as a full year. But he sold him the field right before Rosh Hashanah. And for whatever reason, the seller didn't harvest his crop of that year. The Himalaya Peros. It's filled with vegetation, with produce. The field is filled with produce. So the buyer bought the field for 2 years, and that 2 years ends at the Rosh Hashanah 2 years down the line. So Hari is the Ochil, so he gets to eat the crops that were already in the field from the previous year. Hari is the Ochil Menu Sholosh Tvuos, L'Shtei Shonim. and the crops of next year where he owns the land, and the crop for the year afterwards. Because when he bought the land, the crop hadn't been harvested yet. So again, he gets to eat the crops, b'mishulosh tevuos, three crops for the 2 years of his purchase. Now the Mishnah Beis teaches us a halacha where we have certain leniencies for the seller of the land. Mechora l'rishon b'mona. If a person sold the land to another person for a mona. And remember, the land is redeemed according to the amount of time left to the yovel and the cost. So let's say there were 10 years left for the till the yovel when he sold it. He sold it to the first fellow for $1,000. The first fellow went to the new buyer, Umocha Rishon, the new buyer, the first buyer, went ahead, and he was a good businessman, and he sold it to Lesheni B'Mosayim. He sold the field for the next 10 years, somebody else for $2,000. Einu mechashiv el marishon. Now, after 2 years, so there, let's say there's in terms of the first purchase, $800 left. In terms of the second person, second purchase, there'll be $1,600 left. The when he comes to redeem his land, he goes to the person he sold it to. He bought the land for for $1,000 for those 10 years. So now there are 8 years left. So the first buyer sells it back to lets the land be redeemed for $800 and not the $1,600 that would have been offered to the second buyer. It's a kula by the leniency by the seller of Steyachuza. So, however, now. So the Mishnah says, "Enu mechashev eli marishon." He does his business with the first person, as the first person was at a cheaper price. Shnemar leish asher morchalo. That's one pasuk. Mechora l'rishon. If he sold it to the first person, b'masayim, for $2,000 for those 10 years, u'mochora rishon l'sheni b'mona. And whatever reason the first buyer needed liquidity, he was a bad businessman, and he sold it to a second person for a thousand monas for the remaining for those 10 years. Ein mechashvil ma'acharon, and now the owner, the original owner of the steyachuz of the family field, wants to redeem the field. He only does his talking with the second one, who bought it for $1,000, meaning $100 per year. So if there are 8 years left, he pays $800 and not the $1,600 you'd have to pay to the other person, to the first buyer. So in the first case, where the first buyer was cheaper, the cost was cheaper to redeem it, he dealt with the first buyer. In the second case, where the cost of redemption is cheaper by the second buyer, he can go to the second buyer. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Shenemar leish asher b'socha, to the person who's in the field at the time of purchase. So the first pasuk tells us the ish asher morchalo, that he has a right, but if he can get a better price from the first person. And the second person, Leish, tells us that if he has the right, if it warrants, he can get a better price from the second person. He can go to the person who's now in the field. Then the Mishnah tells us further halachas in terms of redemption of the land. Lo yimkar. The remainder of the Mishnah tells us a basic principle, that the original owner of the field can only redeem the field with property or monies that were not available to him when he sold the field. However, if he had other properties, the Mishnah comes and tells us now that lo yimkar berochok v'yigol bekarov. If he sold a field that was far from his house, he can't redeem it with the field that he owned near his house, because he had the field at the time of the sale. Or vice versa, if he sold the field before Shemseh, if he sold it that was far from his house, he can't redeem it with the field that's close to his, the other way around. If he sold the field that was close to his house, he can't redeem it with a field that's far from his house. He can't redeem it with any pre-existing field that he had at the time of the sale. Bara, v'yigal, v'yofa, he can't take a field that was a bad field that he sold to the fellow and redeem it with a good field, a better, quality field, or vice versa again. And also, lo yilve v'yigal, he also may not borrow in terms of redeeming his fields. Lo yigal l'chatzoyim, he also cannot redeem in half portions. Now, we said earlier by hekdesh that he can't redeem a half a field. Here not. Here he has to redeem the entire field. Well, these are gezeiros hakasuv. Ubehekdesh mutar bekulan. By hekdesh, if he was makdish a field to the base of mikdash, so the field can be redeemed with a pre-existing field that's closer or further, good or bad, and vice versa. And it can also be redeemed in sections. We've said that all the money had to be paid at once for that section, but he can redeem half a field, he can redeem a quarter of a field. So by a person he cannot, but by hekdesh he can. So the Mishnah points out, Zechomer behedyed mi behekdesh. This is an area where the laws dealing with an ordinary person, a secular person, are more severe than those dealing with hekdesh, with the price of mikdash.